Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Isang magandang araw sa bawat isa. Kumusta na po ang ECQ natin ngayon dito sa Metro Manila? I hope that you guys are well at patuloy po tayong ligtas, no, sa kabila ng mga pagsubok at mga laganap na sakit na pumapalibot sa atin, ano, whether it is COVID-19 or flu, dahil naging uso nga yung flu ngayon dahil sa tag-ulan. Panahon daw yan. At we continue to pray for those in our community. Meron ilang nadapuan na rin ng kasakitan, but we're thankful for the recoveries din na nagaganap sa kabila nito mga sakit at mga pagsubok na ating mga hinaharap. Again, kagaya po sinabi ni Pastor Topher, my name is Chad. Kung ito po ay inyong unang pagkakataon na makasama namin kayo, mag-hello naman po kayo dyan. Ayan. Just type new in the chat section at nais po namin kayo makilala, kumustahin, at mapadalan ng regalo if you're here in Metro Manila. O di kaya naman, ito po ay pangalawang beses nyo na. Ayan. If this is a second time that you've come, pwede nyo po bang itag yung mga nag-invite sa inyo? Kung merong nag-invite sa inyo na taga-ICS, itag nyo sila sa chat din para po matuwa naman sila at makita nila na kasama namin kayo sa araw na ito. Ayan. Sino po sa inyo namimiss na ang mag-malling? Diba? Bukas nga daw yung mga malls ngayon, pero bawal. At least sa Metro Manila, bawal pa rin. Mamasyal-masyal sa lugar-lugar. Pero malls right now, di ba? If you go to malls, mayroong isang mall nga ngayon, yung tagline nila, natatandaan ko nung sa kabataan ko pa, we've got it all for you. Tatatandaan nyo pa ba yun? Kung kaedad ko kayo, no? We've got it all for you, sabi nga nung isang mall doon. Pero nagsimula yung mall na yun, mga sapatos lang ang binibenta nila. As in, sapatos lang talaga. Hanggang sa lumaki na, at lahat na, halos lahat yata ngayon, ano, pag pumunta ka sa mga malls, mabibili mo, makakuha mo yung nais mo. Pero there was a time kung saan na hindi ganun. Diba? Pag meron kang kailangan, pupunta ka sa isang tao na yun lang ang binebenta nila. No? So, may panahon na hindi pa nag-exist ang mga malls or yung mga sari-sari stores, na pag meron kang kailangan, kunyari, bibili ka ng isda, gusto mo ng isda, no, hindi ka pupunta sa gumagawa ng sapatos para maghanap ng isda. Medyo weird yun, no? Pumunta ka sa kanya, gumagawa siya ng sapatos, sabi mo, pabili naman po ng isang galunggong. Baka batuhin ka ng sapatos noon, di ba? Kasi sandali, niloloko mo ba ako? Ganun din, no? Hindi ka pwede gumawa sa isang sastre, mananahi, no? Pumunta ka sa kanya, tapos sabi mo, ano, ate, pabili naman ng gasolina. Nako, baka tusukin ka nun, di ba? Nung habang nananahi siya sa gasolina, hindi naman binibenta yun. But we've come a long way, ika nga, no? Because of that, eventually, nabuhay nagkaroon tayo ng mga sari-sari store. At matitindi yung mga sari-sari stores, di ba? Kasi sa mga sari-sari store, parang we've got it all for you din ang tagline nila, no? Pumunta ka sa sari-sari store, pwede ka bumili doon ng pagkain, ng damit, at ng gasolina. Minsan may ganun pa, yung mga litro, no? Litro pack sa gasolina, pang motor, pang tricycle. Halos lahat yata available na ngayon sa mga sari-sari store that eventually became malls, no? Malalaking mga malls na ngayon. Naroon. Ayan. Siguro in many ways, napakaganda siguro yun, no? pag sa sarili natin buhay, pag meron tayong nais at idulog natin sa Panginoon, makukuha din natin. Sometimes we have that desire na sana ganun din na every time lumapit ako kay Lord, pag magpipray ako, kaagad-agad din tinutugong niya. Pero that's not always the case, di ba? Minsan meron tayong mga hinihiling, meron tayong nais na parang, sandali, napakatagal ko nang hinihiling to, bakit hanggang ngayon hindi pa rin binibigay, hindi ko pa rin natatagpuan, wala pa rin siya dyan. But what if I told you today na merong paraan kung saan when we actually ask the Lord, He will give it to us. Nako, sandali, parang Tunay na doktrina ba yung tinuturo dito sa ICS Church? Bakit may ganyan? I want to encourage you to listen in and lean in for a while. Kristiyano ka o hindi ka Kristiyano, to this truth. No? The big idea I want us to express tonight is following God's will helps us get what we ask for. Following God's will helps us get what we ask for. Mo, posible pala yun. Posible that when we ask God, He will give it to us. Wow, talaga. Talaga. I got your interest now, di ba? If you're interested in knowing more about this, I want you to lean in and listen to the things that we're going to be exploring today. When we talk about the will of God, if you don't believe me, ito po yung sa 1 John, ano? Si Juan. Ito ang sinaad niya. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Sabi dito ni Juan, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him." O, di ba? See? So, nandun yan. Nasa scriptures yan. So, hindi ko gawa-gawa yan. Hindi ko lang inisip yan. No, when we follow God's will, we will actually receive what we ask for. We can get what we ask for when we follow God's will. So, una-una sa lahat, ano ba yun? Ibig sabihin ng God's will o di kaya sa Tagalog, yung kalooban ng Diyos. Ano pa yung pagkaunawa natin dito? Ito pa yung sinasaad niya, si Donald Stamps. Ito yung sinulat niya in the Fire Bible or the Spirit-filled Bible, Life in the Spirit Bible. Sabi niya dito, "God's will is His desires and plans based on His character and purposes." God's will is His desires and plans based on His character and purposes. Yung kalooban daw ng Diyos, sa kanyang pag-intindi, ay naka-root o binhi sa kalooban ng Panginoon. Yung desires niya, yung plano niya, yung katangian niya, at yung purposes niya para sa atin. It's rooted in who God is. So, if there is a way to ask for something that we can be sure we will get, paano yun? Don't you wish that you would do that? Ako, yun ang nais ko, you know? I want to be able to come to the Lord in prayer, dumulog sa Kanya, lumapit sa Kanya, knowing in full confidence na pag meron akong nilapit sa Kanya, He will answer that. So, how can we understand that? How can we understand the will of the Lord? Kung dapat sang-ayon sa Kanyang kalooban, ano ba dapat ang ating gawin? So, we want to explore this a little bit more at yung mga tinuro sa amin, no, nung kami po yung nag-aaral. Ako yung nag-aaral sa Bible school. Sabi, to understand Scripture better, we need to look at other scriptures to enlighten us para maunawaan natin yon. Isang rule na tinuro sa amin, Scripture interprets Scripture daw. So, si Pablo po, he actually talks about the will of God. At si Pablo, he's a guy na nabuhay in the first century, just like John, na binasa po natin. John was actually a close disciple of Jesus. Nandun siya mismo, narinig niya, nakasama niya, nakausap niya si Jesus. Si Pablo, medyo a little bit later, pero isa po siya sa mga leaders din sa church in the first century. In fact, he planted or he started many churches dun sa Middle East kung saan maraming mga apostles ay hindi nakapunta dahil lang nais niya makakilala yung mga non-Jewish people or tinatawag ng mga Gentiles, mga Gentil, patungkol sa Panginoong Jesus. And in one of his letters addressed to the Christians in Rome, sinulat niya po ito. Sa Romans chapter 12, sinabi niya doon that the Lord's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. So, ano yun? How did he come up to that conclusion? So, we begin with verse 1. Ito pong sa letter niya to the Roman Christians. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, sabi niya dito, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Yung kalooban daw ng Diyos ay yun, no? Mabuti siya, at kalugod-lugod sa Panginoon, and it is perfect. It is a perfect will of God. How do we understand this? Unang-una, sa simula pa lang, dito sa verse 1, sinasabi niya dito, we can understand God's will, we can bring ourselves to that point, kung uunawaan natin kung ano yung ginawa ng Panginoon sa atin. So we must first understand what God has done in the view of His mercy. So, dito po, in view of God's mercy, sabi siya ni Pablo, no, sa grasya ng Panginoon na binigay niya sa atin. How do we understand this? Through Jesus, we have experienced the mercies of God. This is a way para maunawaan natin ito. Ano ba yung mercy ng Panginoon? Lahat tayo, no? All of us, sabi niya, all of us are sinners and we deserve the judgment of God. Yan, kahit sino sa atin, di ba? We're not perfect. Even the Christians among us, we are not perfect. We make mistakes, no? Nagkakamali tayo. And even before we came to know Jesus Christ, bilang mga Kristiyano, ito po yung pagkakaunawa natin. Ito yung worldview ng mga Kristiyano. Na lahat tayo, no? Sangkatauhan sa buong mundo, kahit yung pinakamabait na bata, pinakamahusay na tao, all of us have sinned. Si Pablo rin po nagsabi noon, meron lahat tayong kasalanan at dahil dito sa kasalanan na ito, nalayo tayo sa isang Diyos na banal because of this sin. At wala tayong magagawa para ma-bridge yung gap na yon. Walang kabutihan, walang ritual na sapat para talagang patawarin tayong lubos ng Panginoon Diyos. So God, in His love for us, made a way. In His mercies, He spared us from what we deserve. Kasi ano dapat yung resulta? Ano ba dapat ang magiging punishment ng isang matigas na ulo? If you do something wrong, merong punishment, di ba? Kung gumawa ka ng isang krimen, ang mangyayari yan, no, sa loob ng judgment, you will be judged. At sasabihin nun, dahil lumabag ka sa law, lumabag ka sa tamang batas, ang resulta nito ay ito. You will be sent to jail, merong consequences, no, merong mga privileges na mawawala sa'yo. The judge will decide that based on the law. Lahat po tayo, we are deserving punishment and separation sa Panginoon because of sin. Because of sin, dahil sa kasalanan. Pero in the mercies of God, sabi niya, dahil mahal ko kayo, because I am also full of grace, I'm going to extend my mercy. Ano yung mercy? Yung mercy ng Panginoon is to spare us from what we deserve. Deserve natin yung punishment, deserve natin na mahiwalay sa Kanya, but God says, I'm going to send a sacrifice for you para itong sakripisyo na to, once and for all, matutugunan na. No? Matatabunan na. And it will be the ultimate payment for your sin. And that was Jesus. Yung word na sacrifice na yun, very clear sa kanila eh. Ano tong kaganapan? Because the Jews, yun ang utos sa kanila. Para matubos yung kasalanan nyo, you need to make a sacrifice on the altar. Sa Old Testament, yun ang turo. So, yung sacrifice na yun involves death. Usually, a pure animal, an animal without blemish, yun nga daw, walang kahit anong bahid na, it's the perfect animal. Eh, syempre, may ganun bang klaseng hayop? But it was hard to find. So, they would find the best kind of a sacrifice and they would offer that sacrifice. This involved death. This involved the shedding of blood. Pero, merong hangganan lang yun. And at the end of the month, they would have to come back again to the temple, to the priest, and offer another sacrifice para sa kanilang mga nagawa mga kasalanan. Yung mga pagano, the pagans, also had a similar practice, no? In Rome, in Greece, meron din sila mga ganong klaseng sacrifices na tinatawag. So, dito, when Paul is talking about the sacrifice, ito yung nasa isip nila, ito yung nakikita nila. But God said, yung sacrifice na yun, may hangganan, may expiry date, pero meron akong paraan kung saan wala nang expiry date. There's going to be a sacrifice na gagawin at ang kailangan nyo lang gawin ay tanggapin at magtiwala doon sa sacrifice na yon. Jesus became that ultimate sacrifice once and for all when He was born to this earth without sin. Without sin. At Siya po ay namuhay without sin. And He died on the cross without sin. So because of that, He became the perfect sacrifice. His blood was shed. He died, literally died on the cross. No? Namatay talaga siya. Physical death. But 3 days later, He would resurrect from the dead, never to die evermore. At dahil doon, sa kanyang crucifixion, sa kanyang pagkamatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo, that became the once and for all sacrifice for all of our sin, past, present, and future. Tinanggap ng Diyos Ama yung pagkamatay ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus para sa sangkatauhan. And so that anybody who puts their faith in Jesus Christ is now, sabi nga eh, a new creation. Diba? The old will be gone, again si Paul, and the new will come. We are now born again from the inside out because of what Jesus Christ has done and our faith sa pagtitiwala ng ginawa niya para sa atin. God forgives us. The Holy Spirit renews us from the inside out. Through Jesus, we now experience the mercies of God. So Paul is saying, kung titingnan natin, because of the mercies that God has shown to us, we can begin now to understand the will of God. We understand God's will through the mercy we see and experience through Jesus Christ. So in view of God's mercy, sabi niya dito, offer your bodies now. Because of what Jesus Christ has done, because of what He has given to you that you don't deserve. None of us deserve this, diba? But because of God's grace, He gives it to us. Because of God's mercy, He spares us from what we deserve. Hindi niya pinahuntulutan na tayo ay makamit ng spiritual death because of what Jesus Christ has done and our faith in Him. So now he says, dahil doon sa ginawa yun, tingnan natin to. Consider all these things because of what Jesus has done. Offer your bodies. Di ba tama lang? Tama lang, sabi ni Pablo, na ibigay nyo ang inyong mga katawan, ang inyong mga buhay sa Panginoon. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Now God is saying, tapos na, nagawa na yung sacrificial death offering. Jesus has done that. Hindi mo na kailangan pumunta sa templo, hindi mo na kailangan, di ba, mamatay pa, hindi mo kailangan parusahan ang sarili mo. Kasi ang Panginoong Jesus ginawa na yung para sa'yo. Pero, Paul tells us and reminds the Christians, now God is inviting us and asking us, I want still a sacrifice, but I don't want a dead sacrifice. I want a living sacrifice. Ikaw na ngayon yun. Kayo na nakaunawa, nakita nyo yung ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus para sa inyo. I'm now inviting you. I'm now encouraging you. I'm now asking you to offer your bodies, yourselves, your lives as living sacrifices, which is holy, pleasing to God. This is different. This is different. Sandali. Buhay na sacrifice? Paano yun? Di ba parang ironic yun? Parang di yata nagkakatugma. A sacrifice involves death. Pero now he's asking for a live sacrifice. To know God's will is to know surrender. Kasi yun ang ginawa ni Jesus eh. We experience God's will through a life surrendered to Jesus. This is the only way na tayo po ay magiging living sacrifice. Kung maunawaan natin ang kalooban ng Panginoon, it's all about us surrendering all that we are to Him. Dito po natin siya mauunawaan. Pero, it still requires death. Sandali, kala ko sabi mo kanina, hindi na kailangan ng kamatayan. Not a physical death, which was the result of sin, iba? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. But now, there is a requirement. Dahil, when we were born into this world, meron tayong pamumuhay na nakasanayan, di po ba? Hindi mo na kailangan turuan ang bata gumawa ng masama bigla na lang mananakit yan, bigla na lang gagawa ng isang bagay na sandali. Wala naman nagtuturo sa kanya ganun. Bakit ginawa niya yon? Nanakit siya. Bakit ganun? Nagsabi siya ng bagay na hindi tama kahit walang nagtuturo sa kanya. At kahit sa tumanda, parang we are prone, di ba? Meron tayong desire sometimes to do things that are wrong. It's because we live in this world. We live in this world. And God, through Christ Jesus, is now asking us to be separate. Kaya nga sinabi doon kanina, di ba, do not conform. We're gonna go to that later. Pero here, for that to happen, there has to be death in us. As a living sacrifice, we need to die to our own desires. We need to die to the things of this world so that we can understand the will of God. That's what a living sacrifice is. Holy and pleasing to God. We can only be made holy dahil sa ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus. Not through our own abilities, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. Siya po ang makakatulong sa atin to live holy lives. We can only please God through Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So when we offer our lives to Him to live holy and pleasing lives, it's about living it according to the pattern na nakita natin sa Panginoong Jesus. So how do we go about doing that? If Jesus has made the sacrifice because of God's mercy, and now we're told na yung buhay mo dapat sang-ayon na sa kanyang kalooban because of what Jesus Christ has done, how do we do that? Paul explains this more. You know, kagandahan dito si ni Pablo, you know, he doesn't leave us in the dark. He explains this more. He says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation brings revelation. Para natin maunawaan yung kalooban ng Panginoon, there needs to be transformation in us. As a living sacrifice, God desires us to follow Him every day of our lives, our breathing, our eating, our conversations, our working, everything that we do, nais ng Panginoon na ialay natin yon sa Kanya. We are a living sacrifice, holy lives, lives that are pleasing to Him. So how do we understand that? Paul says, there needs to be transformation. At para magkaroon ng pagbabago, stop conforming to the world. What is the world? The world, every time makita po natin yung sasalita ng Panginoon, sandali, bakit mundo? Ang ganda-ganda naman ng mundo na to, di ba? In this world, this is where I found my wife. In this world, sinilang yung mga anak ko, and I love my children. Why should I not conform to the world? So every time po makita natin sa scriptures yan, when it's talking about the world, it's talking about the part in the world that has rejected God. Yung tinalikuran ng Diyos, yung hindi sumusunod sa Diyos, yung part ng mundo kung saan talagang rejecting the will of God and continuing to live in sin. So every time Scripture talks about the world in that way, sa ganitong paraan, yung po ang tinutukoy niya. Yes, there are still things that's beautiful and good in this world, pero marami pa rin dito sa mundo na to na hindi tama. Things in this world that are evil, things in this world that is different dun sa values ng Panginoon Diyos na pinakita niya sa atin. Ito yung sinasabi ni Apostle Pablo. Sinasabi niya, huwag nating tularan. Yung pattern na yun, yung pagtakbo ng mundo, nataliwas sa utos ng Panginoong Diyos. Stop conforming to that. Siguro yung best way na ma-illustrate natin to, no? When you talk about conforming, nakita niyo na po ba yung umaagos na river? Ayan, tag-ulan ngayon dito sa atin, di ba? Kahit sa Metro Manila, mga madaming rivers. May Pasig River, Marikina River, ayan. Favorite river niyo, sabihin niyo. We would not advise you to swim in those rivers, pero ginagawa rin yan ng ilan, paminsan-minsan. Pero pumunta tayo sa probinsya, magaganda, di ba? Medyo hindi ganun kapoluted yung mga rivers at pwede na. Ayan, si Pastor Javis, taga Iligan. Balita ko, marami mga magagandang ilog daw. Diba? Sa Iligan, sa CDO, ayan, promo. Pag wala ng pandemic, dalaw tayo doon, Pastor Javis. Baka next year, maybe? Who knows? No, tignan natin, diba? So, mga rivers, no, all throughout the Philippines, makikita natin yan, ano? Yung rivers ay umaagos yun. So, to conform in the pattern of this world, pag tumalong ka dun sa river na yun, hahayaan mo lang daling ka ng agos nung ilog na yun. That is what conforming is. Diba? Yung conformity, ganun. Hahayaan mo lang, hindi mo naiisipin, diba? Kuha ka lang salbabida, talong ka dun sa ilog, tapos, papaagos ka na lang. Paul says, huwag tayo magpaagos ang ayon sa takbo ng mundo. Hindi daw dapat ganun. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, kung mapipicture mo yan, lumalangoy ka. Diba? Crossing the current, ang hirap nun. Ang hirap gawin nun, diba? But that's what God is asking us to do. Now, through our own strength, sabihin natin, napakahirap gawin yun. Sinubukan ko na po yun. No? Part ako ng parang scouts nun eh. When I was a kid, siguro mga 14 years old, nag-camp kami, part nung parang Christian scouts, and part nun, isa sa mga challenges was to cross the river. And it was a rushing river. So, antindi nun, ano? So, at 14 years old, ginawa ko yun. Inobserban ko yung matatanda, ano ginagawa nila. So, they would start doon. No? Lalakad muna sila sa bandang taas, and they would swim from that end, kasi habang nagkocross sila across the river, umaagos yun, di ba? So, umuuso din sila. But eventually, they reach the destination where they need to go. So, I did the same thing, pero kapatid, ang hirap. Kasi even if you're crossing that river, meron pa ring agos na naroon. It's hard to do it on your own strength. Pero napansin ko, pag meron ka mga kasabay, ayun, nabablock eh, di ba? Yung pag-agos, yung pagdaloy ng river, somehow, nakakatulong siya kasi nabibreak. And so here, when Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your minds, it's not going to be through our own strength. Again, in view of God's mercies, Jesus gave the sacrifice. And God says, you know what, this is what I want you to do. Be a living sacrifice. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, ano po ang nangyayari? The Holy Spirit comes in us. To renew our minds, the Holy Spirit, unang-una po, ang siya ang dapat kumilos sa buhay natin. As we submit to the Lordship of Jesus, the Holy Spirit changes us from the inside out. At hindi lang yun. When we talk about the will of God, it's also like talking about the law of God, yung desires ng Panginoon, yung character ng Panginoon, para maunawaan natin yun at mabago ang ating pag-iisip. Ito po ay matatagpuan natin sa salita ng Diyos. So part of renewing our minds involves meditating on the Word of God, reading the Scriptures, seeking God's instruction. When we do this, dito po natin matatagpuan, ah, ganun pala ang kalooban ng Diyos. It is because we have studied God's Word. Kaya na sinabi ng psalmist, di ba? I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Many other scriptures tell us about the importance of the Word of God. So napaka-importante pala yung pagkaunawa sa salita ng Diyos. The principles that we find in scriptures, ito po yung makakapagturo sa atin kung ano dapat ang iwasan natin sa mundo. Kung ano yung pagtakbo ng mundo at kung ano yung dapat yung tinatahak natin na daan patungo sa Panginoong Jesus, pagsunod sa Panginoong Jesus. That is where we will discover what it is. We learn God's will by allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and by allowing God's Word to be planted in our hearts and our minds. And through this, our minds, unti-unti siyang nababago. Unti-unti siyang nababago. And as it is changed, it tells us here, again, Paul concludes, now you will know God's will, which is good. Why? Because God is good, which pleases God, right? Not us. It's not something that will please us necessarily. Pero kung tayo ay sumusunod sa kalooban ng Panginoon, nakikilala natin siya, nauunawaan natin ang utos niya para sa pamumuhay natin sa araw-araw, then it pleases God. Automatically, yung pamumuhay natin, nagiging katuwaran, kahuwaran para sa Panginoon, He is glorified, honored through the life that we live. And Paul also says that God's will is perfect. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ano ibig sabihin nun? God's will is perfect. Ibig sabihin yung kalooban niya para sa atin. God has a perfect will and a desire for us to live. Una-una, meron tinatawag na yung will niya para sa sangkatauhan, di ba? Scripture tells us that it is God's will for man to repent, yung desire ng Panginoon, that no one would perish but all come to repentance. Alam natin na nais ng Panginoon Diyos na lahat makakilala sa Kanya. That's His desire. That's His will. And it is perfect. Pero dahil nga we live in a world that is sin-filled, we live in a world where people are still being permitted to decide on their own. Hindi ito pinipilit ng Diyos sa atin. Yung perfect will ng Panginoon, hindi niya pinipilit sa atin. We still have yung capacity to make that decision. But if we choose to follow His perfect will, mag-submit sa Kanya as Savior, magtiwala sa Kanya as Lord, it is there that we begin to understand His will for our life, yung kalooban niya para sa atin sa araw-araw. A lot of times, no, pag-usapan natin yung kalooban, lahat tayo, all of us have our own desires and our wills, di ba? Lahat tayo gusto natin matupad yung nais natin, yung mga pangarap natin, yung mga dreams, yung mga visions natin. There's nothing wrong with that. Pero dapat tanungin natin sa sarili natin, yung mga pangitain natin, yung mga dreams natin, yung mga visions natin, yung mga pinaplano natin, mga goals and objectives natin, ito po ba ay sang-ayon sa kalooban ng Panginoon sa ating buhay? Is this aligned with God's will for our lives? That might be the reason why we're praying, we're asking God, nafo-frustrate tayo, pero sandali, baka hindi naman pala sang-ayon sa kalooban na yon. We're praying for, you know, na itong tao na to, mamatay na, matanggal na sa buhay natin. Sandali, hindi naman pala yun ang kalooban ng Panginoon eh. Why? Because God says we are to love our enemies. We are to pray for those who persecute us. Eh, paano naman tutugunin ng Panginoon yun? Diba? Kung ang motive behind that is not one that honors Him. No? May pinapanalangin tayo na makuha natin isang bagay na to. Itong salapi na to, itong pera na to. Now, if we're talking about basic needs, sabi ni Lord, kapatid, covered ko na yan, di ba? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and I will provide for your needs. Pero sandali, are we seeking God's kingdom or gumagawa lang tayo ng sarili nating sikap? Hindi imposible makabit yun, di ba? Sa sarili nating gawa, sa sarili nating sikap, sa sarili nating talino, we can attain many of those things. Pero, as we seek those things, is it in accordance to the will of God for our lives? See, minsan, it can go both ways eh. Minsan, pwede nating sabihin na, ay, tinan mo, nakuha ko to. Kasi ito talaga yung kalooban ng Panginoon. Pero, sa sinusulat, sa kanyang salita, is it aligned with that? Hindi natin pwede sabihin na kalooban ng Panginoon yun kung ito po ay taliwas sa utos ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga salita. That's conforming to the world and not being transformed by the Holy Spirit. Sabi nga eh, yung revelation dumarating pag merong transformation na ginawa sa ating puso, sa ating isipan. So i-check po natin, bago natin sabihin na ayan, God's will yun, kaya natupad. Is it aligned to His teachings and His word? There may be some things na yes, yun nga siya. Pero before we make that declaration, siguraduhin po natin. Because it might just be our own doing, our own activity. On the other hand, there may be some things that we're asking for that God Himself will never say yes to because it's not in accordance to His will. Yung perfect example na makikita natin dito is Jesus. Diba? Towards the end of His life, Jesus, nung malapit na siya mamatay, He gathered together His three closest disciples, si Peter, si James, si John, and He went to His favorite garden to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. Sabi niya, tala, samahan niyo ako, mananalangin tayo. Because the end is about to come. And matindi yun, yung pagbubuno. He asked them, pray so you won't fall into temptation. And He went on His own to pray as well. Nakita niya, maya-maya, bakit kayo natutulog? Sabi ko, manalangin kayo. And he was so distressed and his prayer was so intense. Sabi nga doon sa Matthew, sabi sa Luke, that his sweat were like drops of blood because of the distress that Jesus was going through as he was praying. Some scholars say na maybe it's because he was afraid that death was about to come. Kasi sabi niya doon sa prayer niya in Matthew 26:39, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." So when he said, "Let this cup pass from me," sabi ng mga scholars, it probably was not death he was afraid of. Kasi alam naman niya, yun ang mission niya, yun ang purpose niya kung bakit siya pumunta dito sa mundo. Ultimately, it was to die. Pero sabi ng mga scholars, it's probably that separation from the Heavenly Father, that there would be a moment because of sin, di ba? Na lahat ng bahid ng kasalanan mapupunta sa Kanya. And because the Heavenly Father is a holy God, and this is a mystery to me, that there was a moment that Jesus would literally become sin for us while preserving His nature as God and become ultimately the sacrifice. Sabi ng mga scholars, it's possible that that is what He was distressed about. That momentary separation. Pero regardless of what it is, alam mo yung pagsabit niya, yung pag-express niya, sinabi niya, "Not my will. Not as I will, but as you will." But as you will. When I was in primary school, about 12 years old, isang sa PE namin was about life-saving, no? Swimming kasi yung PE, grabe no, social swimming. So, part nun was, how do you help somebody who's drowning? So, tinuruan na kami. No? Parang yung lifeguard ba, di ba? How do you save someone who's drowning? So, tinuro sa amin kung paano. And we did a role play kung saan merong isang magpe-pretend, nalulunod siya, tapos isa-isa kami natutulong para ma-rescue yung tao. So the coach told us and taught us how to do it. But one thing we learned, no? Na sinabi niya, alam mo, you can learn how to do this, how to save that person yourself, all the tricks and all the processes, but unless the person wants to be saved, mahirap yun. Kasi the person, minsan, di ba pag nalunog ka na, ano ginagawa mo? Di ba? Sumisigaw ka, tapos natataranta ka na, di ba? And yung sa English word, flailing, sinasabi na flailing, natataranta ka na, so yung mga arms mo kung saan-saan, tulong, kahit nandiyan na yung tutulong sa'yo, malapit na siya, nandiyan na siya, tutulungan ka na. Kung wala kang tiwala sa kanya, anong gagawin mo? Hahampasin mo yan, tutuloy ka ba? tulong, diba? Tapos gano'n, yung instruction sa atin, unang-una sabihin, relax, sabihin mo sa kanya, relax, stop moving. Tapos you're supposed to turn your back, turn around. Huwag mo ako harapin. Grabe, paano yun, di ba? Eh, ikaw, kung malulunod ka na gusto mo, yakapin yun, di ba? Para ako malunod. Yakapin mo yun. Eh, yung instruction, tumalikod ka sa akin. Huwag mo ako harapin. Bakit kasi, dapat humiga ka. Paano yun, inalunod ako? But you have to learn to trust your lifesaver. Yung lifeguard, tutulungan ka. At alam mo yung turo sa amin, hindi mo yayakapin yun kasi pareho kayong lulubog. So from a distance, eto lang oh, gagamitin mo. Hahawakan mo lang daw siya dito. With your hand stretched and you're gonna start to swim backwards habang nakatingila siya. Nakatingila para hindi pumasok yung tubig. And then you slowly, kasi lulutang ka nun eh, automatically float and you pull them to safety. Pero kung ikaw na nalulunod, wala kang tiwala doon. Ano ang tatalikod sa'yo? Ihiga, ano gagawin kayo? Ayoko. It's possible na hindi lang sa'yo malulunod, pati yung lifeguard, dalawa kayo, lulubog. Pero kung magtitiwala ka, if you're gonna say, "Yes, I'm gonna trust in what you are instructing me to do," okay, sige, may tiwala ako sa'yo, you know what you're doing. I'm gonna trust you, even though I cannot see what's behind me. I cannot see where we're going. I'm gonna put my whole life in your hands, literally. Then it's possible that you can be saved. from drowning. In many ways, when we follow God's will, that's what God is asking us to do. Kasi hindi natin nakikita ang lahat. We cannot see the future. We cannot see what lies ahead. Some of us right now, we're struggling kasi grabe, ang hirap-hirap na, ang tagal-tagal na, hanggang ngayon, walang solusyon. And God is just asking you, can you just trust me? Can you just trust me? Can you keep following my will? Can you just surrender to me? Because surrender requires dying sometimes to our own dreams, dying to our own desires, sacrificing our own dreams, sacrificing our own desires so that we could receive and understand the desires, the dreams, and the will of God for ourselves. If today we believe that Jesus is the Savior of our life, let's trust Him to be the Lord of our life as well. Ano ibig sabihin nun? See, a Savior is somebody who saves us from sin and damnation to hell, eternal separation. Pero sometimes, we find it hard to trust Jesus as Lord every day. See, Lord is about living with Him as your master in our everyday life. It's easy na kumanta ng worship at praise sa Kanya. Pero God is asking us to be a living sacrifice the moment we are in the world. We need to offer to Him as a sacrifice our plans, our ambitions, our desires, our dreams that maybe at times are not according to His will. But the moment we surrender to Him, it is there that we can begin to experience a life that is not forced, a life that is abundant, a life that is rich, is filled with His peace, is filled with His joy. Even though not everything is going according to our plan, we can be confident that it's going according to His plan. And when we are confident in the One who has saved our soul and continues to save us even today, we can rest assured that all things will work out for the good of those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose or according to His will. That's what God desires for us. And so if you want to get an answer every time you ask for something, ask according to the will of God. Live according to the will of God. Surrender daily to the will of God. And you will find His answer will be yes and amen.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.